Welcome back on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago. Thank you so much to men basketball student athletes Jason Steinmetz and Cooper Autry, as well as assistant coach Jackson Autry, for joining the show here tonight. We've talked about basketball. Time to get into baseball. The Garden City Bronkbusters open up the 2024 season tomorrow. They've got three games this weekend, and they'll be doing it under a new head coach we got a chance to catch up with earlier today. Here is Josh Aller, the new coach of Garden City Baseball.
Okay, we now welcome on first-year head coach Josh Aller here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. Coach, opening week of baseball is always exciting. How are you feeling?
We're excited, man. We're really excited. You know, we've been putting in a lot of work between August to now, and, you know, now is the time where you really get to show off all the work that you put in. So we're excited to get down there and get going and, you know, obviously getting away from some of the cruddy weather we have up here and getting out some nice, beautiful weather. And, you know, we're just going to see what the boys have this week.
Let's talk about this opportunity for you. Head coach Josh Aller. Does it still sound that great?
It still sounds awesome, man. It still sounds fantastic. I'm happy to be here and, you know, thank everybody for the opportunity to come do this and come lead these young men. And, you know, like I said, we're all really excited. You know, it's that beginning of the year jitter. So obviously, you know, it just kind of stay that way until first pitch and then we kind of settle in.
What sort of identity do you want your team to have this season?
Oh, we want to be tough, man. We want to play hard. And those are the things that we can control, and that's something that I've really preached hard to these guys is, you know, when you're playing the game of baseball, there's so many things that are outside of your control. You know, you can't control non-favorable calls. You can't control bad hops. You can't control, right, what the hitter does to the ball that you throw. But you can control certain things, and you can control our attitude and the effort level that we give out, and you control how hard you play on a daily basis, you know. And so those are the things that we really preach in this program as far as the things that are important to us, and you know, that's what we're going to really rely on is some of the toughness and some of the, right, getting after it every single day. And, you know, you can't fake that. So that's what we're going to make our identity.
You're someone who I feel like can relate to the guys as somebody who started small as a freshman, made the jump to Northwest State, which is something that a lot of these guys are looking to do. How do you feel like you relate to this group?
You know, obviously, I 31 years old, I don't like to think I'm that much older than these guys just yet. You know, we're getting there little by little, but you know, it's really about understanding that we all kind of want the same thing. You know, these guys want to have success and they want to get better. They want somebody that's going to show that they care about them and that they're important. You know, and I think, you know, when you talk about relating to the guys, it's really easy when you understand that. You know, I want the same thing that they do. I want them to get better. I want them to play well, right? And so if we're all going in the same direction, it makes it really easy.
Simply enough, why get into coaching in the first place for you?
Oh, man, that was a funny story. So I actually went to school. I wanted to be a game warden. Really enjoy being outside, hunting, fishing, and, you know, law enforcement was something that always interested me growing up. And so that's what I went to school for. And, you know, when I got done playing, you know, I got an opportunity. A man by the name of Jeremy Hale hired me on as a high school coach to kind of help me bridge the gap between, you know, finishing the rest of my schooling and not having any baseball left. And, you know, I got in there and found out I really, really enjoy it. And so it became kind of something that, you know, it was really just something that was going to tide me over, make a little side cash until, you know, I could graduate and start with my law enforcement career. And as I kind of got into it, I realized, man, this is something I really enjoy doing. And it just kind of took off from there. You know, it's not something I grew up wanting to do, but obviously, you know, the opportunity to get to, you know, be with these guys on a daily basis, well, you know, what more can you ask for?
Was there an aha moment for you where you realized that this is something you really want to do long term?
There was, you know, big, obviously shout out to Ryan Carter over at Colby Community College, really gave me my first opportunity to come into a college program and kind of start trying to do some of the things my way. You know, obviously as an assistant, you're under the umbrella of the people above you. And so, right, it's really just enforcing some of the things that they preach. When I joined on at Colby with Ryan, it was an opportunity that he gave me to kind of lead a pitching staff in whatever way I felt, you know, and without that opportunity, you know, I don't think that I continue doing this because, you know, there was good things that happened. And obviously, you know, hey, I really think this is going to work. And there was also a lot of things that were not going to work. And without the opportunity to go and learn those things and what things didn't work, you know, I don't know if I continue doing this. And so that was a really big moment for me when I got there, and Coach Carter gave me the opportunity to make mistakes and, you know, obviously have the freedom to do so.
Let's talk about that. You spent 5 years as the pitching coach at Colby. What were some of those positives that you really took away from that experience?
You know, obviously it makes it really easy when you come into a program where a guy's been there for, you know, going on 25 plus years now. You know, so things are really, really established, and it makes my life easier as an assistant because there are certain culture things that are set, and there's certain, you know, things that you don't have to worry about as a new assistant when your head guy's been there for so long. And so, you know, the big takeaway for me was, like I said, the freedom to go out and make mistakes and learn what I do and don't like to do. You know, and in a lot of programs where you're, you know, there's a lot of turnover, it's really tough to go out and experiment and try things because there's always the what if, you know, what if this doesn't work and they make a change. You know, at Colby, it was the freedom to say, hey, you know, we do things the right way. And, you know, as long as you continue to do that, you're going to have a job here. And so it was the freedom to go out and say, hey, like, let's go try this and see if it works. And if it does, awesome. You know, you found out a new way to do something that's more efficient, that's more effective, that's better for the kids. Or, hey, this doesn't work at all, and you can make a change.
What were some of the ways that you adapted from day one at Colby to year five?
Oh, man, there's a ton. You know, obviously, you know, when I first got into coaching, it was very much baseball-oriented. I was very much, hey, you know, the only thing that matters is the win and loss record. You know, and when I got to Colby and I got around Coach Carter, I learned that the wins and losses are extremely important, but they're not the most important thing. The most important thing for us in Colby and here in Garden City as well was always taking care of the student athletes and making sure that those guys have a phenomenal experience and that this is something that they can take with them for the rest of their lives. And, you know, that was something that I had to learn under Coach Carter, and you know, it was a blessing for me to be able to do that.
I want to go a little off topic for a second. It surprised me that you were actually involved in law enforcement, because every time I've talked to you, you seem like a very down-to-earth guy. I don't doubt that you weren't that way outside of it, but how would you describe your way off the field?
Oh, man, you know, I'm pretty laid back, man. I'm pretty easygoing. You know, it doesn't I don't get too high or too low. You know, it's just my personality. I'm very, if you ask our guys, I'm very sarcastic. I'm very, I like to joke around. I like to have a good time. And, you know, obviously I think, you know, not to get too far onto that side of things, but, you know, I think a little bit more of that here and there might be something that would help, you know, all around. So, you know, I'm pretty easy going. I like to think, not too much gets me too heated. So
we're getting along well. I can feel it already.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So getting here to Garden City, what were some of the things that really stood out that made you want to take this job?
For sure. You know, obviously I was in a situation at Ottawa where we were very competitive and we had a really good team going forward. And I was really excited about, you know, we were returning a good portion of our pitching staff that was really, really good the year before. And so there was not a whole lot of reason to want to get out. And then, you know, obviously the opportunity here came available. And, you know, anytime that there's a head coaching opportunity and a chance to really ply your trade as a head coach, I think that it's something to think about. And obviously sitting down with Mike and with Colin, you know, it was a very clear understanding that these guys want to be competitive right away and they want to win. And that matched exactly with what I wanted. And the resources available here, I thought that we could be successful very, very quickly, right? And the kind of quality athlete that we have here and that we have access to, it was really appealing for me.
You talked about how wins are very important to you and the guys. How do you plan on celebrating wins when you pull them out?
Hey, man, I think part of, you know, the culture change is we expect it. You know, it's not a something where, you know, we're going to celebrate the little things, and that's something that we hang our hat on. You know, we don't want to just get down with the bad times. We want to celebrate the small victories, you know, the good ABs, the executed pitches. And I think that's important. And when we do win, honestly, it's just a culmination of us doing the right things on the field. You know, it's the scoreboard's just a reflection of the things that have happened to this point in the game, you know? And so it's not, you know, an evil thing. It's not a good thing. It's just a representation of what we've done so far. And so when we win a game, it's just a reflection that we did the little things right. And we executed simply more than the other team. It's really simple. And so, you know, we will celebrate those wins, and we will understand that also they're expected, right? We expect to go out and we expect to win games because we train extremely hard, we practice extremely hard, and we have good quality ball players in our program.
You mentioned good quality at bats. There's 100 different coaches you could ask that question to, and they can give 100 different answers of what a good at bat is. What is kind of your philosophy at the plate for what you want to see out of these guys?
Absolutely. You know, it's a we're, you know, not to give too much away, but obviously we are going to focus really hard on passing it to the next guy. You know, obviously with our style of play, we are not super physical. We're not big. We're not strong. We're not going to lead the country in home runs this year, but we can lead the country in doubles and stolen bases, and we could push the defense to make mistakes, and that's something that we're going to capitalize on quite a bit. And on the other side of things, obviously defensively, we are going to try to make as few mistakes as possible. And when we do make mistakes, try to keep teams offensively from capitalizing on them. You know, I think that's our MO as an offense is we are going to play as fast as we can to push the tempo as much as we can and try and get defenses to make mistakes.
And you're a pitching guy at heart. What is your biggest stress that you're giving to some of these guys in the bullpen?
Oh, be ready. Be ready, right? Gone are the days when you can come into the game and you know, get it figured out in a batter or two. You know, when you come into the game, you have to be ready to throw strikes, pitch one. You know, we preach, you know, our bullpen guys have to be able to land two pitches right away. And if you can't do that, then you're not going to be able to have success coming out of the bullpen and getting outs right away, you know, and understanding that, you know, our job is to execute pitches. And if we do that, it will result in outs. And whatever your job is for the day, whether it's 3 outs, 6 outs, 9 outs, 21 outs, go do your job and pass it off to the next guy. And he's going to come in and do his job. And so, you know, I'm very quick with the hook. Our guys have learned that. And it's something that, you know, we were known for at Ottawa is we're not afraid to go out there and get it and pass it to the next guy. And, you know, we want our guys to understand that there's always help on the way and to just leave it all out there, you know, because the next guy's going to come pick you up.
As far as starting pitching goes, are you someone who's going to look for soft contact in long innings? You want strikeouts early on? What do you want to see?
We want guys to pitch to their strengths. And so it's as simple as that. We are, you know, we can game plan all day long about what we want on the pitching staff, but really what it comes down to is understanding what do our guys do well and how do we highlight that in the context of a game. And so if we have guys that can really go get some swings and misses, you know, we need to understand that, hey, if there's runners on base with less than 2 outs, this might be a situation where we need to highlight that guy. If there's a situation, you know, early in the game, we do prioritize weak contact and keeping the ball on the ground. I think in the Jayhawk Conference in, you know, 8 of the 9 ballparks in the West, if you get the ball up in the air, you're going to have a bad time. And it just is what it is, depending on how the wind's blowing out here. So, you know, we prioritize keeping the ball on the ground, generating weak ground balls, and letting our defense do what they do. And obviously the efficiency there helps to lead to, right, more effective innings and longer outings.
Talk about weather for a second. It's been a rough month. The first half of this month, Williams Stadium was covered in snow. Now we get up this morning, you can't see center field because of all the fog. How's the team been able to handle the challenge of not being able to really practice outside here in January?
Man, you got to love Kansas, you know, obviously. the weather has betrayed us 2 days in a row, and fortunately we've been able to get outside a little bit on Clint Leitner and get some ground balls in and at least get some throwing across the infield. And so those guys should be ready to go. And, you know, obviously it's just a toughness thing is what it boils down to, and understanding that, you know, we talked about this yesterday as a team, and understanding that, you know, we're going to go out and we're going to play Northeast Junior College game one, and game two we play New Mexico Junior College, game three we play NIMI. All three of those programs are very, very good and very competitive. I think the rankings just came out. NMJC's 18th in the country right now. They don't care that we haven't been outside. You know, they're not going to take it easy on us just because we can't practice. And NJC, I'm sure, is in the same boat that we are with being in Colorado. But, you know, they don't care that we haven't been able to get outside. And our guys understand that it doesn't matter. There's no excuses. We're going to go outside. We're going to play baseball just like we have since we were 6 years old. And we're going to play as hard as we can. And if we do those things and if we execute, the scoreboard will take care of itself, you know, and that's all we can do. We, you know, worrying about wins and losses is really tough in the context of a 9-inning game when, you know, there's so much stuff going on. Really, it just boils down to executing your job. And if you execute your job every single time and the other team executes better, it just may not be good enough that day, you know.
Well, there you go. That is first-year head coach Josh Aller. His team takes on New Mexico Military, Northeastern, and New Mexico JC this weekend. They get game one on Friday and two more on Saturday. Thank you so much for coming on tonight, Coach.
Absolutely, man. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much to Coach Aller for joining. Best of luck to Garden City Baseball on opening day tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. As a reminder, due to scheduling conflicts, there will be no Coaches Show next Thursday. Garden City High School will be taking on Laverne at home at this time. For Colin Wall, back in the Garden City studio, my name is Kyle Friedman. Saying so long, thank you so much for tuning in. And tune in to the morning roundup tomorrow at 9 o'clock with Mark McClure. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
You've been listening to the Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago in Garden City, a sports presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.